The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. As far as I know, the right of the people of the Isle of Man to march up to Tynwald Hill on July the 5th with petitions for redress of grievance is a unique democratic privilege in that it enables them to take their personal concerns straight to the heart of their parliament with every confidence of getting a hearing. It's described rather vaguely as an ancient right of the freemen of Man, dating back to the Norse kings of Man. All I can say is that in the early 20th century it somehow fell into disuse. But it made a comeback in no uncertain terms on Tynwald Day in 1956, and it hasn't been allowed to lapse since. The man who did it was one Harry Cowan, otherwise Mr. J.H.L. Cowan, a name now largely forgotten for all his part in making Tynwald Day what it is today. Harry was an advocate with offices in Athol Street when he was elected to the House of Keys in 1933, and in 1946 he went up to membership of the Legislative Council. But in 1950 he fell heavily from grace. The reason was a fraud trial at Manchester Assizes involving a development company in the Isle of Man, at which Cowan was a witness. And in passing judgment on the case, the judge said his evidence was not to be trusted, tantamount to calling Cowan a liar. This caused a scandal in the Isle of Man. Cowan was obliged to resign his membership of Tynwald and suffered professional disgrace in being disbarred from practising as an advocate. He left the island and went to live in London, but on July the 5th, 1956, he was back among the crowds around Tynwald Hill. And as the governor and members of Tynwald were about to leave the hill at the end of the ceremony, he shouted out loudly, "Your Excellency, I have a petition to present." It was a showstopper. Nobody could remember anything like it happening before. But Cowan had unearthed from the archives the ancient right of petition, and he decided to use it to try and win an official inquiry into the circumstances of his enforced resignation from Tynwald. The governor, however, decided to ignore him and his petition. But a newly elected MHK, the late Clifford Irving, would not let it pass, and refused to leave the hill. The Speaker of the House of Keys, Sir Joseph Qualtro, said, "Come along, Mr. Irving." Irving replied, "No, I am not leaving the hill until this man has presented his petition." The governor told him, "In that case, you'd better go and get it." And that was pretty much it, done and dusted. Mr. Irving later recalled that his attitude was, without knowing anything about Cowan and his case, he supported his right to present his petition. In time it was considered by Tynwald, and rightly or wrongly, rather summarily dismissed. But Harry Cowan had had his day in court. He was no fool. I knew him pretty well in my capacity as a journalist. And when he went to Tynwald on that July the 5th, he took the precaution of being accompanied by a reporter and photographer from the Daily Mirror. As a result, his story and his petition made tabloid headlines the next day, which were rather more than just a day in court. But the fact remained that his petition was going to be dismissed by Tynwald. It was all for nothing as far as that was concerned. Cowan returned to London, where he died 3 years later. But he had made legal and political history in the Isle of Man, and for this reason alone he cannot be forgotten. Unfortunately, his death passed pretty well unnoticed in the Isle of Man, apart from a few people in the know. But today, I would like to tell those who take their petitions up the processional way on July the 5th, and there are plenty of them every year, that what they are doing is not just democracy in action. It's old Harry's game.